Good morning. Welcome back. It's Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr one more time. Earlier in the half hour, we reported that the U.S. ag exports are expected to go down for 2022, but U.S. agriculture is expected to build a large trade surplus with other nations, despite a growing U.S. appetite for imported food and agricultural products.
USDA's latest trade forecast for this new fiscal year says U.S. food and agricultural producers will register a trade surplus in 2022 that's bigger than the past year, smaller, though, than USDA was projecting back in August.
Part of that is we revised up our expectations of imports for the coming year and revised down our expectations for the value of exports.
USDA's chief economist Seth Meyer, last year the U.S. had a trade surplus almost $9 billion. Back in August, USDA projecting the 2022 surplus would double to $18 billion, but now the new forecast is down to a $10.5 billion surplus as the U.S. appetite for imported ag products is growing.
And those are things like horticultural products for wines and certain kinds of beef coming into the United States as well, too.
Meyer says rising U.S. ag exports and imports,
both of those signals of demand, domestic and foreign, are good for U.S. agriculture.
Both could set records this year. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Shareholders of Ag Country Farm Credit Services and Farm Credit Services of North Dakota voted in favor of merging their institutions. That's after the respective boards of the two cooperatives agreed in September to move forward on a unification plan. The combined association will operate under the Ag Country Farm Credit Services brand name and fall under the management of Ag Country CEO Mark Knisley. All this will happen effective January 1st. We were hoping that a North Dakota farmer, rancher, singer would win the National Cattlemen's Beef Association National Anthem Contest, but the 9th annual National Anthem Contest winner, sponsored by Norbrook, is Stephanie Nash of Chapel Hill, Tennessee. She gets some goodies, but will sing the Star Spangled Banner at the 2022 Cattle Industry Convention in Houston during opening general session February 1st. And at the Cowboy Comedy Club event, February 3rd. Nash grew up in California on her family's dairy farm, began singing in church. After her family moved the farm to Tennessee, Nash's music career blossomed, new opportunities in the country music capital of Nashville. Nash continues to work on her family's farm and pursue her music career and advocate for agriculture. She developed the YouTube series, The Life of a Farmer, to showcase the farmers and ranchers across the country who work every day, year-round, to put food on family dinner tables. You've been listening to Inside Agriculture. Eric will be back Monday morning. Have a safe weekend. I'm Mick Kerr.